As part of our ongoing series about the opioid crisis called In Recovery, we take you to the front lines of drug enforcement. FM89's Carrie Klein spends a day with the Bakersfield Police Department and learns they're battling much more than opioids.
4243.
Christian Hernandez has been a Bakersfield cop since 2013. The job has its moments.
We'll find narcotics in their pockets, and they'll say that the pants that they're wearing are not theirs.
And you get that a lot?
I've gotten it at least 10 times that I can think of.
It's late afternoon, and Hernandez just began a patrol shift with his partner, Jaime Orozco. They're officers with the city's gang unit. In the back seat, where I am, is a black metal rack.
It usually occupies an AR-15 and a shotgun.
In addition to guns, batons, body cams, they carry around a laptop in an armored case. When they look up IDs and license plates, it makes goofy video game sounds, but it looks serious, like what I'd imagine Cold War spies would swap under park benches. You guys are in the gang unit. I mean, how often do drugs come up in that unit?
A lot.
A lot. Yeah. Like, just going back, it's an origin, you know, it almost starts with narcotics.
Take the Plaza Motel at Union and 8th, a single-story complex of white rooms all facing onto a central parking lot.
These little hotels here, this is all, like, infiltrated with a lot of drug use.
A bunch of people sit on folding chairs outside a motel room. The cops know one guy, he's on parole, and his buddies drinking a beer in public. The guy on parole, we'll call him H, is the one renting the room, which means the officers can search it without a warrant. Orozco radios for backup, and four more officers arrive in minutes.
Nathan, can you help me real quick?
Among those is Nathan Poteet, who puts on gloves and scours the room, lifting the TV, flipping the mattress. There's nothing unexpected until they pick up a cell phone case on a dresser to reveal a narrow line of white crystals, almost like sugar.
Well, there's some dope right there. That's crystal.
How can you tell it's meth?
Like, see how it's got like a crystal?
A lot coarser than cocaine would be.
Yeah, it's not very... Well, and even sometimes, this is broken up pretty well, but sometimes there'll be bigger crystals.
While his partner scrapes the line into a plastic bag, Poteet walks outside to grill H, who's sitting on the curb with his buddies.
You have the right to remain silent, understand?
A few women sit nearby with toddlers and a baby. H identifies himself, says he snorts meth about once a week. He started using when he was 12.
But if there were 100 people, how many would you think use meth staying at this hotel?
Out of 100 people here, H estimates around 70 are using meth, maybe 80. But it's not a surprisingly high number to these cops. Meth's a factor in around 4 of every 10 drug incidents in Bakersfield. It's the most common reason patients seek drug treatment from the county. Poteet cuffs H, then takes him off to county jail. But back in the patrol car, Jaime Orozco tells me H won't be there for long because he wasn't selling the meth.
That's the only time that ever becomes a felony anymore.
That's thanks to Proposition 47, which in 2014 downgraded most drug possessions from a felony to a misdemeanor. Cops tell me this has led to more drugs on the street, which data from the county sheriff's office generally confirms. But Orozco says Prop 47 has had another surprising effect, calmer interactions with suspects.
It's shocking because when I first started, it was all a felony, so they would run and car pursuits, vehicle pursuits. Yeah, it was crazy.
That was in 2013, but now...
There's no real reason to run anymore. You know, it's just they know they're going to get out in a few hours. It'll just be like a 16-hour hold at the jail, and then they'll be right back out.
But even H's short jail stint means officers need to catalog his belongings. Next stop, the police property room and lab. While Orozco dumps out candy and spare change from H's backpack, then puts it in a locker, Christian Hernandez tests H's drugs. He scoops a minuscule sample of the crystals into a glass vial, stirs, and waits for a reaction.
You can see it turned orange, which tests positive per the kit.
It's officially methamphetamine. Hernandez seals the bag and hands it over as evidence. Eventually, it'll be destroyed. Central California is a conduit for meth. According to the Drug Enforcement Agency, the majority of it comes in through the border with Mexico. It's cheaper than it used to be, and seizures at the border have been creeping up for years. But as Orozco and Hernandez get back in their patrol car, they tell me meth isn't the only drug worrying law enforcement.
Have you ever seen fentanyl in the streets?
I don't think it's
powdery like cocaine, but
I think you've seen it only during search warrants. Yeah.
Fentanyl is a synthetic opioid some 50 times as potent as heroin. It hasn't yet devastated California the way it has the East Coast, but the feds are seizing more and more of it throughout the country, a lot in deadly combination with other drugs. But even if Hernandez had come across fentanyl, he'd have likely called in the narcotics team, which is trained to handle fentanyl carefully, sometimes in full-body hazmat suits.
A small dose, if we were to get into contact with that, with no gloves or anything, it could be very lethal.
Thanks to opioids, some officers have even become makeshift health providers, administering the overdose recovery drug naloxone. Most Bakersfield cops don't carry it, but the county sheriff's office has used naloxone at least 11 times since 2016.
We call this District 3, and it's basically the West Side Crip territory. So
toward the end of the evening, I switch cars and ride with Nathan Poteet and his partner. It feels to me like they deal with the same offenses and the same offenders over and over. It reminds me of a certain Greek myth.
I mean, are you familiar with, like, Sisyphus? Like, what is that, Greek myth or Roman?
I thought you were talking syphilis.
No, not syphilis.
I know of it.
Not syphilis, but Sisyphus, a disgraced king who gets sentenced to rolling a boulder uphill again and again for eternity.
Are you talking about, like, we're not getting anywhere by arresting him?
Or just, maybe.
As far as drug users go, like, when I was in patrol, absolutely, you run into the same person who's a problem over and over and over again.
Then again, Poteet says, most people don't last long using heavy drugs. Eventually, they do disappear, and the cycle starts again. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.
This story was supported by a data journalism fellowship from the USC Center for Health Journalism.